I know it's really important that we get on our steps every day, and I've been so far behind on my steps for so long. I was thinking maybe I could make up for it by doing this monumental hike. What do you say?
Well, if you're on foot, it's kind of averaging, it's 7 days and 300 plus miles. So it might be a little overwhelming to start with, but
it would certainly make up for what I've been missing.
it would do that, indeed. The Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks has been a national monument since 2014 now. And one mountain bike lover, Alof Kusin, with a lot of help from his friends, has developed a 300-plus mile loop that encompasses all parts of the monument and includes highlights in the city of Las Cruces as well. Matt Mason and his mountain bike have taken to the trails, and once a year he takes a group of mountain bikers on a bikepacking adventure. But the monumental loop that they have mapped out is not only for bikers. Patrick Nolan, executive director of the Friends of the Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks National Monument, said the trail connects all four parts of the monument and is excellent for walkers as well.
I'm exhausted just thinking about it. So now what sounds good is a nice RV.
There you go. Our RV rider for Desert Exposure, Sheila Souder, has been talking to another resident of the RV park, the Rose Valley RV park she works at. And this time she's taken off into the sky with falconer Chris Lynn. Chris is a licensed master falconer and eagle falconer. And the story introduces readers to raptors and the art of working with them. It also explains how falconers have been instrumental in helping raptors like the peregrine falcon get off the endangered list. Chris believes falconry is an abstract art and a unique sport, and the only way it will continue is through education and practice of sound conservation principles.
Mm. All right, and here's something that you can take advantage of no matter where you are, as long as you have internet access.
Sure. Adapting to COVID times, the Las Cruces International Film Festival is taking place again from March 3rd to 7th. And it could just come out better than ever with folks across the world, with folks across the world now having the ability to attend. So not only the filmmakers can watch from their home countries, but their families, and they're going to save a lot in airplane fares. While audiences may be losing the experience of sitting together, chatting, and having in-person face-to-face workshops, they will be able to watch all the films instead of only the ones they can catch at a particular time at the theater, which may be playing different movies you want to watch all at the same time. Now they can watch them at their leisure over that period of time. Most of the films, instead of only a few, will be followed by Q&A sessions with creators and actors, and panels and awards are still happening, and there are more quality films being presented than ever.
Now tell me about the acts of kindness that writer Morgan Smith uncovered.
Well, he lives up in Santa Fe, and he drives down monthly or so. And so on Christmas Eve, he and his wife journeyed down to the border and took a drive along it. And they found not only they talked to Mexican soldiers on the other side about their jobs and experiences. They also found an American Border Patrol agent who was there handing dollar bills through the fence to the children on the other side just to help them out a little bit.
Mm. And Valentine's Day is coming up. Variety is the spice of life. Keep that in mind as you make your plans.
Right. Our publisher, Richard Colthorpe, has written his column about Valentine's Day, but also taking us down memory lane to Muskrat Love with the Captain and Tennille, AM radio, and the value of experiencing variety from music to all the rest of life.
All to be found in the February issue of Desert Exposure. Elva, thank you so much for the preview.
Thank you, Casey, for having me. Have a great month.